Weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, we hear from Susan Kroc, Executive Director of the Refugee Education Center. Joining Susan, WGVU's grant writer Steve Chappell, Project Director of WGVU's grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in the area of racial equity, and a special guest to boot. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Good morning to all our listeners and our special guest, Susan Kroc from the Refugee Education Center. And my intern, Ting Ping from China, who has a lot to say about refugees and how to help them. But the W.K. Kellogg Foundation grant that we're working on with a myriad of partners, including the Refugee Education Center, really does two things. We work to really focus on making a more inclusive environment in our community for everyone, regardless of their background, where they're from. And we do that in one of two ways, basically. We create programs like this or mutually inclusive once a month on television, and we get out in the community to put a spotlight on issues that impact people's lives but aren't always talked about, and to give those same people a voice.
Great. Here we go. You'll hear my voice, you'll hear Ting's, and you'll hear Steve's, but let's hear from you, Susan. Good morning to you. I appreciated your good words on the panel this past Wednesday at the Grand Rapids Public Library. What a moving event that you and yours presented. Susan, what's the main focus of the Refugee Education Center?
The Refugee Education Center is really focused on helping refugees in our community build better lives, plant deeper roots, into the West Michigan community. And so we do that primarily through education because we believe education opens doors. So we have a myriad of programs and services all focused on really educating young people and helping them get to graduate high school. And then we also do community events and just educating the general community about who refugees are and so that we can all work together to be a more welcoming community.
And just the question to lay the scene, we have a multitude of refugees in our West Michigan area that we may not know about.
Yeah, we have estimated about 25,000 refugees living in West Michigan now from all over. So Afghanistan, Burma, Bhutan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and it's been happening for decades. Grand Rapids has been welcoming refugees, and they're a part of our fabric, whether people see them or not. You've probably encountered a refugee, gone to a refugee-owned business, or worked with someone.
Well, I think the number one opportunity, and quite frankly a challenge we face with our W.K. Kellogg project, is to put out stories and share stories of how our differences are a positive for this community under the umbrella of racial equity, so that all residents in our neighborhood and community can feel safe, can feel respected, and can thrive. And we as individuals need to work on that. We as companies need to work on that. We as educational institutions need to do that. So everyone has a home here that they value. I attended that Creating a City of Inclusion panel discussion at Grand Rapids Public Library. It was fascinating, and it was overflowing with people. And the one thing that I really enjoyed and found very valuable to hear about was when they posed the question, how can we as individuals help immigrants and refugees? And I just want to ask you, Susan, to elaborate briefly on the three things you said. Number one, we can help them by not closing the doors on them. Number two, we can invite them to have a seat as decision makers in our places of work, worship, municipalities, and we can invite refugees and immigrants to have a seat in our homes, which really drew my attention because, quite frankly, I'm looking for ways in our W.K. Kellogg project where we can come face-to-face to break down those inaccurate media stereotypes, stories, inaccurate stories we tell ourselves, so we can welcome people as human beings.
Yeah, so I mean, in terms of not closing the door, I just think it's important that we as community members voice to our state and federal representatives that we want refugees in our community and that we support them. But I don't want that to be the end. Just letting people into the community doesn't make us inclusive. What makes us inclusive is making sure that refugees and newcomers are, like I said. You said, have a seat at our decision-making tables. If we don't have the voices of refugees at those tables when we discuss how we're going to create our systems of, like, our schools or our houses of worship or how we run our businesses, we're going to lose out. They're going to lose out. And so we want to make sure that it's not just you know, representatives like myself that are talking and advocating for refugees and their needs, but that refugees themselves are listened to and welcomed. And then regarding having a seat at the dinner table, we just believe that it's fundamentally about relationships and being good neighbors. And so we in our culture sometimes are so hurried that we forget that sharing a meal, breaking bread together is something that's fundamentally human. And when we do that, we start to connect in ways that we haven't connected before. That, and I always say, hold each other's babies. That's a thing that, you know, I've brought my daughter into groups of refugee men and women. I didn't speak their language, but she just got passed around. And it was this moment of connection where we couldn't talk to each other, but we had that look in our eyes of, like, we get each other in this moment. We know what it is to have a kid.
Yeah. Ting, what question do you have?
Oh, I have heard a lot of stories about the refugee, and I want to help them as a volunteer. So my question is, how can volunteer make a difference for refugees?
I'm glad you asked that question. Volunteering to help refugees is so important. Our organization believes that we are here to help people like you, Ting, and the general Grand Rapids community connect with refugees and support them in a meaningful way. So we're here to help the Grand Rapids community find ways to tutor refugees, to help parents learn what it is to navigate the U.S. school system, to provide ride in the car to get to a program offering because a lot of refugees can't drive. And so we just really encourage people to go to our website, therefugeeeducationcenter.org. And there's some opportunities listed there, but always just send us an email or request through there. And if we can't find a good fit with our organization, we will find a way for you to get connected to another organization or community group that's working with refugees that could use your skills.
All right, Ting, so you're going to be interning and you're going to be volunteering.
Yep.
How's that for a call to action? Thank you for that. There would be an event on the 20th of February?
Yes, this coming Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Cathedral Square at the Grand Rapids Catholic Diocese. Mm-hmm. We are building off that discussion we had on Wednesday with the Civic Theater and looking at how do we help those who are attending find their place in responding to refugees. And so looking at what are your specific talents, what is your specific time, and what do you have to offer, and then what is needed, and how do we help people plug in?
Mm-hmm. So 6 to 8 p.m. Catholic Diocese, any reservations needed?
Yes. You can go to our Facebook site and find more information on our Eventbrite, but also you can just RSVP on the event page on Facebook.
All right. Steve?
I just want to reiterate how wonderful I think it is what you said, Susan, about holding one another's children, babies. We might not speak the same language, but it sure, I could see, would break down barriers quickly if there are people of color or people from a different country or whatever differences we may have, to have that connectedness. It goes a long way toward bringing us together as a community. So I really love what you said. I just want to say to our listeners that if you missed any part of this interview, you can go to the Mutually Inclusive Radio website at WGVU. Again, Mutually Inclusive is the name of our WK Kellogg project, and you can listen to this program interview in its entirety. And I want to thank Ting Ping, who's from China, a senior at Grand Valley, a business information and finance major. I want to say how valuable it is for me to have a broader perspective in my department and encourage other employers to reach out to international students to enrich decision-making and add to it.
Great. You're good with that, Ting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, work to do in our community, but thanks to those such as you and yours, Susan Kroc, on behalf of the Refugee Education Center, we're streaking along. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Take care.
For having me.
Thank you, Steve Chappell.
Thank you, Shelley Warren.